Hi everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Sam.
Today we're going to be talking about monsters.
Monsters? Oh, no, please take it off.
Oh, alright.
Oh, no, put it back on. It's better with the mask.
Oh, very funny. Actually, we're not talking about the kind of monsters you see in movies,Or at least not the famous movie monsters like Dracula, King Kong, Godzilla, and so on.
So, what kind of monsters are in this article?
Well, it's ones that live in the real world.
Okay.
Or at least that's what some people believe.
Can you give me an example?
Well, Bigfoot.
Bigfoot,
a hairy, big thing that's kind of like an ape person or a bear person that's said to live mostly in the northwest United States.
Oh, I see. So it's like monsters that appear in local stories. Is there a special name of this kind of monsters?
There is indeed, and we can find out all about them by reading through today's article as soon as I get this wolf off my hand. There.
Reading.
Cryptozoology, the search for modern monsters. Humans have been catching sight of magical beasts and mythical creatures since the dawn of time. Many of our legends and stories are full of dragons, fairies and mermaids. This is not just a trend of the past. Many people still believe in them today. It makes no difference where you are from, because you are never too far to hear about stories of unexplained creatures. Although the scientific community says they don't exist, people called cryptozoologists hope to prove them wrong.These people study cryptozoology, which is the study of hidden animals. They check closely for evidence of cryptids, such as the Yeti, the Loch Ness Monster, and Bigfoot. Unlike well-known sciences, such as biology or chemistry, cryptozoology is new in comparison.It didn't really become popular until the late 1950s. Two zoologists named Bernard Wavelmans and Ivan T. Sanderson both published books arguing that animals from legend might be real. Their works inspired generations of cryptozoologists to take up the search for cryptids around the world.While cryptozoology still isn't respected among scientists, many people are working to change that.
The article begins by saying, humans have been catching sight of magical beasts and mythical creatures since the dawn of time. The phrase catch sight of something means to see something,Usually unexpectedly or suddenly, and only for a brief period of time.
OK, 所以呢我们马上先看到了这个片语 catch sight of, 它呢其实我们中文就会翻译为看见或者是呢瞥见。既然是瞥见呢你可能就是用眼角余光所以表示这个人或东西呢它是快速通过的。比方说举个例子 ,I caught sight of him running away. OK, 我看到呢他跑走了这样子很快速通过我们呢可以说 catch sight of. So we're talking about magical beasts and mythical creatures.
That's right. The word mythical is an adjective and it means relating to myths and ancient stories.So some creatures like dragons, unicorns, and so on, they're both in myths and in magical stories, but other monsters come more from like Greek or Norse or other myths.
Okay, mythical 这个字呢其实呢就是从 myth 这个名词来的。myth 呢就是指的神话的意思。例如呢 Pat 刚刚举例这个 Greek myth, 希腊神话里面呢就有很多奇怪的人物、奇怪的神、奇怪的怪物。而 mythical 这个字呢就是形容神话般的哦。比方说呢我们刚刚讲 mythical creatures, 就是呢神话般的动物，比方说像是龙啊、独角兽 unicorn。那这个字呢也可以翻译为虚构的或是想象的哦。比方说我们可以说 Stop waiting for that mythical day when you will be rich.
Okay. Don't happen.
不要再想说呢你以后有钱要怎么样，那天呢不会来。 Mythical day, 你想象的那天，虚构的那一天。And humans have been seeing these things or thinking they have since the dawn of time.
Yes, that thinking they have is a big part of what these monsters are all about. But anyway, that phrase, the dawn of time, often used as just the dawn of something.
Okay.
It is very often followed by time. This is today's shortcut for you. So let's check out the video to learn more about what it means.
Shortcut for you.
Hey, do you want to go see a movie with me?
Sure. Which one did you have in mind?
A Love Story 5.
How did 5 of those films even make it to the theaters?
What are you talking about? It's supposed to be so good.
Says who?
Listen.People have been falling in love since the dawn of time. It makes sense that there are so many movies about it.
Wait, it's only showing at dawn? This sounds like a horrible movie theater experience already.
I'm not talking about a time of day. The dawn of something means the start of the beginning of something new.
I get it. The dawn of something means 某事物的开端。
Exactly. So, do you want to see the film?
Why don't we see something else instead? Space Creatures 2 looks really exciting.
You want me to give up a romantic movie for space monsters?
Space Creatures, you mean? Come on, people have wondered if they exist since the dawn of time. It's a classic.
So, the dawn of means the start of something, like the dawn starts the day.
Ah, okay.
And the dawn of time kind of means the start of time, when humans kind of first started emerging and stuff like that.
Okay, so next, the article says, many of our legends and stories are full of dragons, fairies, and mermaids.
That is right. Now, I sort of already mentioned the word legend when we talked about the Greek myths. So let's really look in detail at the word. A legend is an old story told and passed down for many years. Now, legends aren't completely true, but there may be some small bits of truth in them. For example, they might actually be about a real person who did exist, but many of the parts of the story didn't actually happen. You know, the person didn't fight dragons or meet gods or go to the underworld and things like that. Now, we can also use the word legend to mean someone who is really famous and talented at what they do, like a baseball legend or a rock music legend and so on.
Okay, legend 这个字呢它名词就是传说的意思哦。比方说我们可以说这个中国神话里面的后羿 is the hero of an old legend. Okay, 它是一个古老传说中的英雄。Or like Pat said, a rock music legend, 表示呢它有很杰出的表现哦，所以它变成了一个传奇，这个摇滚界的传奇巨星。那呢形容词 legendary 就是传说的。比方说我们刚刚举例后羿是一个传说的人物，那我们可以说后羿 is a legendary character.Okay, 他呢是一个传说神话里面的角色。Okay, it could also mean famous. Okay, his father was the legendary actor. Okay, 非常有名的一个演员,legendary. And one of these legends is about mermaids.
Yes, I think most people probably have an idea of what a mermaid is. It's like Ariel in The Little Mermaid.
Under the sea.
Exactly. So a mermaid is a creature that has the upper part of a woman and the bottom part of a fish. We sometimes talk about mermen as well, which are like the male version.
Okay.
But generally, some stories don't even have them. It's just about mermaids. It's just the females.
Okay, 所以呢 mermaid 这个字我刚刚就解释了就是美人鱼的意思了。Okay, so the article goes on to say, this is not just a trend of the past. Many people still believe in them today.
Yes, when we say them, we mean these kind of creatures, the mermaids, the dragons, and so on. So here we're talking about it being a trend in the past, but also something that happens today. The word trend can mean a fashion, and it can also mean the way that something is changing or developing. So it could be a trend for people to own smartphones, the trend is for everyone to own a smartphone.So what we're saying here is that belief in dragons and mermaids and other monsters wasn't just a trend in the past. It's not like we've stopped doing it. People still do it now. It is still a trend, although I guess maybe there are fewer people that do it than there were maybe 1,000 years ago.
Okay, 所以呢看到 trend 这个字呢名词哦它就代表了趋势或是走向哦。比方说呢我们可以讲说 with an upward trend in inflation, you expect price to rise.
Yes.
Okay, 伴随着这个通货膨胀上升的这个走势哦你可以呢预期物价会上涨。那 trend 这个字呢也可以指这个比方说 fashion trend. Okay, Laura is always wearing the latest fashion trend. Okay, 她呢总是穿着最新潮最时髦的衣服最新的时尚。那它中的形容词呢Trendy, 我们在后面加上一个 Y, 就可以形容很时尚的。比方说 Laura 总是穿最新的流行所以她穿什么衣服呢 Trendy clothes, OK, 很时髦的一个
Clothes, yes.
OK, some people still believe in these creatures.
Yeah, people do believe that there are some dragons somewhere.
Unicorns
are real, or things like Bigfoot and so on exist. To believe in something means you think it's real, you think it's true,even if you don't have any actual proof. For example, most young kids believe in Santa Claus. Mm-hmm. Some people believe in ghosts or believe in aliens from another planet.
Okay, believe in something or believe in somebody 就表示呢你相信他对他有信念了。那如果你是 believe in something 的话呢就表示你相信这个东西的存在。And this happens all over the world.
That's right. Our article says...It makes no difference where you are from because you are never too far to hear about stories of unexplained creatures. Now, this grammar phrase we've used here means it's always possible to hear these stories no matter where you are. Like, you could go to this country and you'll hear them. You could go to another country and you'll hear different stories. Wherever you go, you will hear them.
OK, 所以呢我们看到这边这个句型哦 to 后面呢加上形容词或副词再加上呢不定词 to 后面加上原形动词、哦、这个句型呢就表示呢前面我们这个主词某人某事太怎么样以至于无法 OK, 注意到了我们举个例子 It's too hot to wear sweaters OK, 天气太热根本呢没有办法穿这个毛衣了那注意到呢我们是说太怎么样以至于不能怎样它原本呢就有否定的意思所以呢当我们否定词、哦、not 或 never 加到这样的句型的时候呢它呢就会从原本的否定变成肯定的语气了例如呢我们说 It's never too cold to eat ice cream 不管呢天气多冷多热我呢都喜欢吃 ice cream 都喜欢吃冰淇淋
So back to these monsters Next the article says Although the scientific community saysThey don't exist. People called cryptozoologists hope to prove them wrong. So scientific is an adjective. It means anything to do with science, scientists, and so on. When we talk about the scientific community, we mean all the scientists around the world. We could also talk about doing scientific experiments, reading scientific research papers,or giving scientific evidence or proof that something is true.
OK, 我们看到 scientific 这个字呢它呢是一个形容词我们知道 science 或是 scientist, OK, 科学家或是科学那 scientific 这个形容词呢它就是形容科学的 OK, 比方说呢 we're looking for scientific evidence to prove these creaturesare real, OK, 我们呢正在寻找这个科学证据 scientific evidence 来证明呢这些生物是真的存在的 We also introduced the word cryptozoologist.
Yeah, cryptozoologist.
Zoologist.
It's an odd word. And the reason for that is it's got this ending, this special ending, ologist. And you often see a doctor or scientist job title ending with ologist. And this talks about the specific area that they work in or are experts in, like biology, biologist.
Okay.
Technology, technologist. So now we have cryptozoology, and cryptozoologist.
OK, 我们刚刚看到这个字尾哦，这个 ologist 这个字尾呢，指的就是这个什么学家的意思。比方说呢，像我们举例biology 生物学，那 biologist 就是生物学家。那这边呢是什么样的学家呢？我们前面看到 crypto 这个字呢，它就有秘密、有虚拟的意思。比方说像现在很夯的，像是 Bitcoin。Cryptocurrency, OK,它呢加密货币、虚拟货币 ，crypto 呢就有这样的意思。所以呢，我们这边指的呢就是这个神秘生物学 ，cryptozoologist, OK, 神秘生物学家、生物学者。So let's find out more about these people.
Yes, the article says these people study cryptozoology, which is the study of hidden animals.
Okay, after that, it says they check closely for evidence of cryptids such as the Yeti, the Loch Ness Monster, and Bigfoot. Okay, there are some famous monsters.
Yeah, of course. The Yeti in the mountains, the Bigfoot in America. Loch Ness we'll get to later, and we'll kind of talk about them in our chat question. But let's look at the word evidence. Evidence is a noun, and it means facts, information, or other things that we can see and use to prove whether something is true or not, or to just prove what did or didn't happen. Police officers need evidence to prove criminals guilty and send them to jail. Lawyers will talk about evidence in court.
我们看到 evidence 这个字呢，名词就是证据的意思。那你可以看到另外一个字 proof， 它也可以当作名词，表示这个证据的意思，或是证明。当是动词的时候，那形容词呢，我们就可以说 evident， OK， 或者是呢，我们就可以讲说 it is evident that he is not capable of doing this job， OK， 这个呢非常明显的，他呢没有办法来完成这个工作。所以 evident， 刚刚我们说 evidence 是证据，所以 evident 呢就有点像是这个非常明显，像是 obvious， 非常明显哦，证据就摆在你眼前，这样子非常明显的意思。So what kind of evidence are we talking about for these monsters?
Well, photos, videos, people's stories, physical body parts, even footprints and things like that.
Okay, I see. The article goes on. Unlike well-known sciences such as biology or chemistry, cryptozoology is new in comparison.
So we have a few things to look at in that sentence. The first is the adjective well-known. Well-known just means the same as famous, and it means it's known by many people. It's something a lot of people have heard of. Here's an example sentence. The well-known TV show host also appears in commercials for products.Now, another word in that sentence we want to look at is biology. Biology is a kind of science. Biology is the science of living things and how they work. So if you study biology, you might learn about how plants grow, how animals get their energy, how they live and how much they live, and all sorts of things like that.
OK, 所以呢刚刚这个字我们在前面有讲到在讲这个 ologist 什么学者的时候我们有讲到 biologist 生物学家 biology 生物学 and chemistry is another kind of science, right?
That is right. Chemistry is the science of chemicals and how and why they react with one another. Sometimes it's just chemicals and chemicals, but other times you've got chemicals in life, which is where you getbiochemistry,
okay.
or chemical reactions in living things.
Okay, chemistry 这个字呢就是表示化学哦。所以呢我们可以看到它很多变形比方说我们刚刚讲的 chemical 这个字呢它可以当作这个形容词表示化学的。举个例子 she devoted her life to chemical research. Okay, 她的一生呢都奉献在这个化学的领域的研究上面。那这个字呢也可以当作名词哦就是呢刚刚 Pat 举例的表示呢是化学物质。 OK, 我们举个例子 The company says they will reduce the amount of chemicals used in food production. OK, 这个公司呢声称他们会减少他们在食物制作里面添加的这个化学物质 Both of these are old sciences, OK,、mm-hmm. but cryptozoology is new.
That's right, and we say it's new in comparison. A comparison is when you talk about usually two things, could be more, and compare them to see how they're different, how they're the same, and so on. You look at all their properties and qualities, and we often use the word in the phrase in comparison, and that means when this thing is compared with something else. So here we're comparing or making a comparison between these sciences,And compared to chemistry and biology, cryptozoology is new.
Okay, compare 这个动词呢，它其实非常简单。刚 Pat 解释非常清楚，它就是比较的意思。比方说呢 ，compared with her, I'm taller. Okay, 跟她比起来，我比较高。那它的名词 comparison 一样是比较的意思喽。那你可以 comparison with 或者是呢 comparison between. Okay, a comparison between living in Taipei and living in Kaohsiung. Okay.这个住在台北跟住在高雄的比较 OK 那我们在课文里面呢 In comparison 一样是比较的意思了 OK He's quite tall in comparison with his classmates OK 在这个班上同学里面呢他是属于比较高的 The next sentence tells us how new it is saying It didn't really become popular until the late 1950s
Yeah and who started it? The article says two zoologists So that's animal scientists Named Bernard,I think it's Hoovelmans, not sure, and Ivan T. Sanderson both published books arguing that animals from legend might be real.
Interesting. OK, 所以呢我们刚刚看到这两位他们是 zoologist, OK, 他们呢就是动物学家的意思。We see that their works inspired generations of cryptozoologists to take up the search for cryptids,Around the world.
Yes, the phrase take up when we're talking about hobbies or other pursuits means to start doing them, whatever they are. If you take up running, you start going for runs regularly. If you take up ballroom dancing, you find a group that does that, maybe in an MRT station or a park.
OK, 所以呢我们看到 take something up, 这个片语呢就表示开始从事开始对什么事情产生兴趣的意思。When did he take up piano? OK, 他是什么时候开始学钢琴的?
And the final sentence of the first part of the article says, while cryptozoology still isn't respected among scientists,、mm-hmm. many people are working to change that.
Okay, we will find out more about this tomorrow, but now it's time to go to today's For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
Okay, so today's question is, have you heard about any mysterious creatures or cryptids where you live?
And describe them. Well,、yes. I am from the UK、mm-hmm. and further north is Scotland,、
okay.
Where I studied as a kid and also visited a few times. And there's a big lake there called Loch Ness.
Loch Ness.
And for years, people have been saying and occasionally seeing the Loch Ness Monster, which most people say kind of looks a bit like a dinosaur.
Ah, yes.
They often have, they think it's、long、one of the、neck. Long neck ones, big fat body and...four flippers. They've done many, many searches for this. No one's found anything, but maybe there's the odd sound. So
yeah, have you seen it?
I went looking for it once or twice. I saw nothing, but, you know, I never got in a submarine and really looked around. But that's probably the most famous one from the UK.、Mm-hmm. I'd like to learn more about Taiwanese ones, if there、mm-hmm. are any, but we've actually run out of time today.Join us again tomorrow to learn more about cryptozoology. See you then. Bye for now.
Bye.
Cryptozoology, the search for modern monsters. Humans have been catching sight of magical beasts and mythical creatures since the dawn of time. Many of our legends and stories are full of dragons, fairies, and mermaids.This is not just a trend of the past. Many people still believe in them today. It makes no difference where you are from, because you are never too far to hear about stories of unexplained creatures. Although the scientific community says they don't exist, people called cryptozoologists hope to prove them wrong. These people study cryptozoology, which is the study of hidden animals. They check closely for evidence of cryptids, such as the Yeti, the Loch Ness Monster, and Bigfoot. Unlike well-known sciences, such as biology or chemistry, cryptozoology is new in comparison. It didn't really become popular until the late 1950s. Two zoologists named Bernard Wavelmans and Ivan T. Sanderson both published books arguing that animals from legend might be real. Their works inspired generations of cryptozoologists to take up the search for cryptids around the world. While cryptozoology still isn't respected among scientists, many people are working to change that.
Vocabulary review. Legend. Susie is really interested in legends from around the world, and her favorite one is Robin Hood. Trend. The current trend is using the internet for everything, but this might change in the future. Scientific. In science class today, we had to do several scientific experiments and write a report on the results. Evidence. The police officers searched the room for evidence and found the murder weapon in the trash can. Well known. This company is well known in Taiwan, but not many people in other countries have heard of it. Chemistry. Ben is really interested in studying chemical elements, so he decided to pursue a degree in chemistry.